Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight, as per usual, we are going to be in the sci-fi. We're going to be into the sci-reality. We're going to be into some of the occult. We're going to be into some religion. We're going to be into some demonic insanity of this shithole. Welcome to the shithole. The demons are waiting for you. I figured I'd start off with some sort of Bela Lugosi thing we used to hear years ago. You know, some kind of intro. You know, there was always some kind of intro in the old TV shows, and it was always about some kind of, you know, dark stuff. Since we live in the dark reality today, I figured we'd get into some of the more interesting aspects of this dark reality so we don't fall into any traps. How's that sound? You know, I like being able to walk in the light kind of thing. So I can see where I'm going. Tonight, you know, it's interesting. I've been saying for a long time that these injections were going to create the variants and the deviants, and was going to create the melting down of the immune systems. And tonight, more and more, doctors are now, I shouldn't say now, a lot of doctors have been saying the same thing. And I've become aware of the fact that a lot of people have started to cave already. And it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any more. I get people all the time, you know, wanting to ask me questions regarding what they can do. And then they'll send me links of stuff that people are saying. And I fail to understand sometimes why anybody's looking at the shills and the pills popping gurus that are doing nothing but commercializing what they are going to sell you as a snake oil. You know, I mean, it's all, you have to remember this in this business, in the health food business, in the pharmaceutical business, in the industry itself, it has always been snake oil. Always. You just don't realize it. When you look at the pharmaceutical industry, you look at the allopathic industry, what have they ever cured? Nothing. Yet you will see on television pharmaceutical drugs being advocated from anything from giving you an erection to stimulating an orgasm to making you look 20,000 years younger, losing 5 million pounds of body fat, you know, if you got some kind of this or that. And then afterwards, the list of 99 million things that could possibly go wrong by taking their medications. That really sounds to me like a solution, doesn't it? It sounds like a solution to your problems. It's going to fix you. See, your idea of repair and their idea of repair are two different ideas. See, Rockefeller, he used to be into the alternatives when he was started, from what I've read, and figured out that you can't make any money curing people. You can't do it, won't make money, because you don't see them coming back. And in a lot of ways, I have him to thank for my profession. Because if they had done it right back in the early 1920s, 1930s, and they started curing people, the pharmaceutical industry would not exist today the way it is. The allopathic industry would not exist the way it is today. In fact, I wouldn't even be around. Tell you the truth, if they had done their job correctly, guys like me, I would not have been around. I would have had to have gone to some sort of formal university degreed something to be able to do what I'm doing today. And instead, I've studied and experimented and, you know, over decades of helping people with solutions, have come up with a variety of different things that really work. Now, the interesting thing about this, I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. I've always, made that my bravado. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. You know, I'm a herbalist. I'm an orthomolecular, consultant. I work with nanobiotech. I use aromatherapy and essential oils. You know, I use food sciences. I use all kinds of different things to help people come up with solutions to figure out what they need to do. And I've invented some things like the, you know, the surge and purge, the an anti-nano bucket, the repulsors, the grounding straps. Well, that's not really my invention. That was something that I just modified. You know, I took an idea and just turned it up. Even with the bucket, that wasn't really my idea. I had saw something and then modified it. The modifications are my idea. Triangles is not my just my idea. It's an idea that I collaborated with a buddy of mine in Croatia. It was actually a combination of his input and my input, and we came up with the different things, and I've then further modified it, and he modified it over there as well. So, you know, I've had a lot of people come into my life, which I always reflect that God has sent in my life to help me in developing some of these things that could help you. But I wouldn't be needed today. I would not be needed today if these goofy doctors, these bumble bumpkins, would have got it right. And in what we're dealing with today, and in the way the fractal spiraling is going on, the medical field is never going to change. Never. The reason why it won't change is because the doctors are in the industry that know it's bullshit, will never say a word, because if they do, they lose the right to practice. And if they do start healing people, the AMA in America and the CMA in Canada will be so far up their backside they could count the cornflakes they ate 3 weeks ago. It's the way it is. And they'll lose their license to practice. Their livelihood would be gone. It's, you know, and the interesting thing about that is this, that if these doctors, these very doctors that know that what's going on, did speak out, their business would actually rise. They wouldn't have to practice medicine. They could be a consultant. And they would make just as much money as probably they were doing in the industry, if not more. If I could find an actual physician that actually would really work at healing the body and healing the person, without all these toxic concoctions that they've created through alchemy, I assure you I would even visit somebody like that if I needed to. And if I really knew somebody that I couldn't help with what I know, and you had a real physician that may have an insight, I would work with that doctor or that physician. I would rather call him a physician than a doctor. Physician actually sounds like a healing allopath or a healing person. But instead, we have this, and there'll always be a conflict between those who actually see people getting results and healing, and these allopaths who, unfortunately, bow down to their Moloch, they bow down to their Baal, they bow down to their demons. Because when you're sacrificing people on the operating table, when you're putting alchemic components into a person's body and changing the core of their DNA, unawares of the people understanding what these things can do, okay, that is a demonic practice. It's a form of sacrifice. I saw something the other day. I was watching this thing about satanic robots. It was so brutal. They were showing an actual human sacrifice. They had a guy laying on the table, and this guy had cut off his penis from his sack to his groin. Guy was bleeding out, then the guy sat there on the table and was eating it in front of the guy. And I know this sounds gross, and I'm sorry for that, but I wanted to get something across here. This is how evil the planet is in regarding to what is going on today. Now imagine, this was somebody that was sacrificed. Imagine the kids are being turned into adrenochrome. And this is all being done through pharmacopoeia. This is all being done through allopathic. Okay, this is all being done as a guise to, quote-unquote, win your confidence and to subdue you and seduce you into the position, into a compromising position. And we got this going on, and the thing about all this, This has been going on forever. We've even been hearing stories. Count Dracula, oh, I want your blood. You know, that's all adrenochrome. The adrenochrome of the time. Human sacrifice, in the Middle East with Israel and with Moloch and Baal throwing babies into the fire. Same shit. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. And today, it has been done in such a sophisticated way. Through the pharmacopoeia, through the medical field, people are now lining up, walking to Moloch to be sacrificed. What's going on? It's exactly what's going on. People don't realize that these injections have some of the most dastardly operating systems and programs inside of them. Why do you think these injections have killed all the test subjects they ever gave them to? All the animal test subjects that this mRNA, synthetic biology, artificial biology that they've created, you may as well call it artificial life because that's what it is, and it's the summation of it all, what they're injecting into people is a form of artificial life, which goes in and siphons and takes out the DNA and the genetic code of the host. It fills that person with a whole new paradigm or parameters of programming that we would never could conceive. You got the tree of knowledge and you got the tree of life. Instead of taking the tree of life, you're going to the tree of knowledge. And this knowledge is an arcane knowledge. Arcane meaning dark and deep. And that program operating system is also a deep, arcane knowledge. Instilling people with an operating system. This is a form of possession that is unparalleled. And when we're looking at possession and possessed people, you know, we think that spirits can take over people. And it's true. Spirits, that has happened. But think about possession by programming. It's a lot easier. Because once you have lowered the guard, the Trojan horse has now entered the palace palatial gates inside the palatial walls. And in that Trojan horse are soldiers or enemies or demons waiting for the right opportunity for the door to open, for the program to activate the door so that they can now enter the host and reprogram the host. Imagine that. Imagine that. Because that's exactly what's going on. I have heard people tell me that they have met people that have been injected, and all of a sudden, they have a completely different spirit about them, or a completely different operating system about them. In other words, their biological operating system has now been altered. And now we have a brand new operating system that has now taken over. How many of you watched the Avengers with Ultron, Age of Ultron? In the beginning, they are trying to crack the code to get Ultron to become activated. He had gone into sleep mode. So the current AI that was there was working on him and triggered some kind of code that activated the Ultron, which was nothing but code. That's all he was, just code. And that code decided to access the other AI and began to go through the database and through the files at some kind of quantum speed, and was able to do a profile on all his surroundings, the Avengers, everything. And then when he got done and realized that the AI that he had just hacked, that activated him, he decided to disengage that AI completely. That AI found a back door and went out the back door into another different supercomputer, if you will. But the point was that the Ultron program hacked into the Jarvis program and took it over. And that very same thing is being done now with people. The Fauci, Gates, Soros, Musk, and the rest program are now Bing accessing you, and now you are taking in their operating systems. And those operating systems lead to a very dark, dark, dark place on a lot of different levels. So it's interesting that this is going on, and this is how you have to look at it. Let me give you an idea here. Okay, computation in living cells, there will be a link here. And another one, nanoscale computer controls function of protein influences in cell behavior. Computer controls function of protein influences and cell behavior. Imagine that. Putting a tiny little nanocomputer inside of a cell or inside of a DNA or inside of a genetic code. How can that get into you? Well, we can inject it, and then we could actually increase the velocity and the intensity of the coding. We could feed it to you, put in the food supply, and there would be a gradual buildup into the body where all of a sudden now you have nanogenetic poisoning or nanobio poisoning or nanobiotech, you know, integration. Or we can have you breathe it in by spraying all kinds of different, you know, nanobots and nanocomputers, and so that when you breathe them in, they get into the cells and they begin immediately to access your DNA and start to reprogram you. Kind of scary, don't you think? Doesn't it make you a little bit say, what's going on here? I'll never breathe again. I'm going to hold my breath until I die. That's one way to stop this. Take over. I'll never eat another bite of anything again. And what they've done with all this is they have violated all of us. So whether we hug each other, whether we kiss each other, we shake hands, you know, hold hands, whatever. You integrate with each other, share some DNA. It can transfer. It can integrate a whole new paradigm of programming because you were exchanging program. You know, it's interesting when you look at the human body. I shouldn't say human body. Let me rephrase that. When we look at God's creation, man and women, that's actually more accurate. I hate using the word human. Human is just such a denigrating terminology, really. But when we look at how God created man and women, and we understand that man is a program and woman is a program derived from man, and when men and women integrate, they create a new program or new parameters for a program, and all of a sudden another program pops out. Yeah, it gets downloaded, literally. You begin to realize that, you know, the complexity of the DNA and how how God created it and how it interacts and how it reacts, it's an interesting perspective, you know, it really is. And so every time we are engaged in exchanging our operating systems with somebody, you can corrupt your program. I'm just speaking in that way, whether you want to talk genetics, whether you want to talk biology, whether you want to talk immune system, that's what it boils down to. You're exchanging your operating system with somebody to create a new operating system because your code and that code now form a new code. Imagine what happens with an injection going into your system and all of a sudden you have a download. And then imagine when you have three other operating systems different than the one you just took in, and all of a sudden that operating system interacts with the operating system that's already inside of you, which then interacts with your operating system further, corrupting and compromising and engineering a whole new paradigm. Now imagine another operating system getting involved with those two operating systems, and again, a whole new paradigm is being created. Now think about the fourth one. And so now what happens? So now you have had four operating systems that are now exposed into the environment, which have now interacted with each other inside your body. Then you go to the allopathic or the pharmaceutical industry, and now they decide to inject you with another code or a encoded computer. Let's look at the syringe as a computer, a syntax of programming inside of that syringe. When they injected that syntax, now forms a whole different set of parameters, creating a whole an encoding to do whatever they want it to do, or to incorporate with whatever you already have. And since your DNA has now been altered, your immune system now has been completely turned off, or it's just barely functioning, just to keep the systems that have now been put into the body functioning. Because in order for these operations to take hold, let's go back to the Trojan horse, it now is inside your body. Inside has gone past the parameters. And then when you're looking at the what's inside the horse, or inside the packet, or inside the nanobot, and it gets into the system and into the host, it then proceeds to go where it's directed to go, to insert a whole new variety of operations that were now in the computer that was injecting to you, to give what is currently inside of you an upgrade. An upgrade to further cause more shutting down of vital operations in your body. Works like a virus in a computer. Same thing. Because you are putting a computer into your body. And now it is programming the takeover of the current operating system with a new and improved operating system. Now you will become one with the tree of knowledge. You become one with the AI. You become one with deep learning. You know, you become one with super learning or supercomputing. You have become one in regarding to being associated and integrated and upgraded, if you ain't dead. Doctors are now saying this. They're saying this more and more, that you have a, you know, that the numbers are going up. U of Michigan has begun compromised immune functions as a result of the jabs. The rise of demise has begun. I've been saying that too, that it's been going on. I got people calling me all the time. Somebody else has died. Some pet has died. This is crazy. This is what's happening. This could all have been avoided. All of it. But instead, we have allowed the house of Satan to influence general population of the respective countries by these respective governments, which I call the house of Satan. Nobody should have complied with this on any level. Nobody. Let me read something to you. Cellular programming involves embedding of instructions within natural cellular constituents, example DNA, RNA, or protein, or a control phenotype. The process hijacks one or more components and alters their function using external, example organic or inorganic molecules, or light, or internal controls. Cellular programming offers unparalleled opportunities in biology and medicine, and in most intriguing features are the abilities to piggyback on natural processes and to incorporate evolutionary pressure into the syntax. Most of the developments in the field of most of the developments in the field of synthetic biology have focused on reprogramming DNA sequences. Imagine that. So hopefully people will actually read this and hopefully understand the nature of what has happened, And for the 30% that hasn't been jumped, or not jumped, hasn't been jacked in by these jabs, this is a very good reason why you shouldn't. I just had a contact today with Florida. Yesterday I was talking to Bulgaria. And that's all we're talking about, is this kind of stuff and what's going on. And I am going to exhort those who are the 30% that haven't taken the jab. Don't take the jab. Understand that this is a synthetic biology, which is focused on programming your DNA sequence. That means a complete disruption of your body, your code. The advantage of using DNA as a programming language. Imagine that. So when you hear goofy boofies telling you they can take this out, really? They would have to take out your DNA, what's left of it, if there's anything left. The advantage of using DNA as a programming language, that implies very strongly that once it's into the code, it's in. It has now created a whole new code in the DNA. You can't get that out, and I've been saying that forever. The advantage of using DNA as programming language is its simplicity. Control is established by regulating expression of a particular gene and hence the activation of the encoded protein. Imagine that. Now, I will share a theory with you. Theory I was thinking about the other day. I was exchanging with a couple of friends, colleagues. This is my theory. It's a theory, nothing more. I have no way of activating it. I have no way of implicating it. I have no idea how to even make it work. But this is the plan. This is the concept. This is the hypothesis. Whether it'll work or not, I don't know, because there's so many variables that could go wrong. But the concept is this. Is since these are operating systems and programs, then you would have to release a virus within the DNA that can hack these programs and shut them off. That's the only way I can see this actually shutting down. And by doing that, in fact, it should be able to stop the replication and the reproduction of the program that's being spread through the programming language of the DNA. Now, here's the problem with this. If the sequence of these viruses do get in and they do shut down the synthetic biology, if the synthetic biology is already been reprogrammed, then I don't know if it will shut down the host DNA's program as well. I don't know. I have no way of really gauging this or knowing how to see what will work. Now, if anybody tells you that a spooky or a rife or a zapper or a TENS machine or nano silver or whatever, borax and baking soda, if anyone's telling you this shit, seriously, tell them to shove it up their arse sideways and give it a crank. None of them know what they're talking about. You have to shut down the program, but the program is not a simple ABC. When they programmed this, thing with multiple different operating systems. So if one did get compromised, the other one would step up. And they would all be modulating at different frequencies. They would be all attenuating at a different frequency. So it'd be very difficult to even lock on to anything, if you could lock on at all. Because we're talking something here that's not even on a periodic table, and we're talking something here that's an integration of biology and synthetic biology, biotech or biogenetics. So the only way this can be, the only way that I can perceive it being done, and that's a very complex situation, and the key may be in the programming language of the DNA. But you'd have to take out the tech. That's not easy. Because once it's wrapped in that protein, it ain't coming out no matter what you do. Even if you do give somebody an EMP blast, that shit is still inside, and the code would still be engaged into the system. And these things have a tendency to self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate. So you really have to start thinking in terms of the complexity of what you're dealing with. So that's my hypothesis for those who've been double jabbed. I do not know how to go about this. You'd have to have somebody that could read code and understand the code, understand the genetics at the same time, and then be able to put into a code as off switch. But here's the problem. Turn off the invasion, it may turn you off too. That's the drawback. And that's where you'd have to be able to figure out how far you can turn off. If most of you have seen Voyager, where they had gotten the Borg and they had to disengage the tech off the Borg, but the AI operating system could only do so much. The AI operating system could only do so much, and they still had to leave some of the implants inside because of the way they're connected to the person's neural network. Something like that may as well become their end result. And there may be that part of the person that transfer of genetics may be at a point of no return. In other words, you're sort of stuck being both. And again, I don't know for sure. And I am saying this, I don't know for sure. But I am also saying that this is a very... It has potential. You know, I'm saying this because, and I've said this before, the nature of the assaults that have occurred on everybody needs everybody to cooperate and start working together. So there's a lot of people who took the shot, took the jab, and didn't know what they were taking. And now afterwards they're like, how can I get this shit out? And it's damn near a done deal. So this is a possibility. Okay, because the quacks that are out there today wouldn't know how to wipe their arsehole if it wasn't facing down, from what I'm seeing. It's pathetic what I see. So few are seeing this thing correctly and do not understand what they're even looking at. And a lot of these so-called things are being propagated to, pine needle tea. Are you effing kidding me? See, the people that came out with this bullshit came out because they think they're still dealing with a simple biology. They're dealing with just a simple cold. They're not thinking that maybe perhaps this is a form of DNA programming, a form of synthetic biology, which pine needle tea ain't going to do jack shit for. It has benefits and can help certain aspects of the body, but if you got any kind of jumping going on, that means that operating system is now trying to take you out. The difference between somebody getting a jump, and I've said this before, and those getting injected, those who have gotten jumped, the immune system is still viable and can fight. Because it hasn't bypassed the immune system, those who've been injected, it's a direct shot. Now, there's another little thing here that was interesting. See if I can find it here. Is that it? I don't know here. Give me a second. I gotta find. What is this? No. I have it somewhere. Give me a second. I gotta find it. I found a recording. Now, this has been played before, and I decided to bring it back up again because there's a reason for what I'm doing here to point out a situation here. Hold on.
COVID-19 vaccine. You're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus, but the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients.
Okay. You heard what she said. If you've been jabbed, you cannot give blood because your blood, the DNA in your blood, has got the material in it, and it has disengaged your immune system primarily. And if you give it to somebody else, it could very well do the same thing, disengage somebody else's immune system, because you're transferring that program. And everybody's got to start seeing, okay, that what you're dealing with is a program, an operating system. And you're going to have to understand that a simple biology, a simple salt, a simple, or taking nano silver, isn't going to do jack diddly. Taking zeolite ain't going to do jack diddly. Using some of these things to, MMS, that ain't going to do jack shit either. They have merit in use for things that they work for. But you're now talking to a DNA programming that interacts with your DNA. If MMS could shut down DNA programming, you'd be dead. If nanosilver could shut down that programming, you'd be dead. So I am saying this because I think everyone needs to understand we're dealing with these so-called scientists who really don't know what they're looking at. And what's interesting, I find most of the time, is that what I see anyway, is that a lot of them come to the conclusions that we have presented, Brian and myself have presented, years later, they still haven't figured out correctly that the graphene that they saw that was in the cells was already there. The injections may have further enhanced the operating system to further replicate and interact or integrate with the other parts of the body. But because of the uniformity and the amount that was already there, that had to have been there for several years before you even got a shot. But they don't recognize that. They don't see it yet. They're not going to see it for some time. And if they do see it, they're not going to be able to say anything about it, because if they say anything about it, they are going to be out of a job. They got everybody so brainwashed about having a job. You got to have a job. You got a job. You got to work. Your jobs are going up. Jobs are going down. You need a job. Have a job. They should say, here's a leash. You need the leash. Here, quick, get a leash. The leashes are down. We need to get the leashes up again. Get the leashes and wear that leash. Let's spike it to the ground. Let's really nail you down. You know, they're saying that in Europe, the air pollution is going to kill another 300,000. Now, is it air pollution or is it epigenetics? Think about that for 1 minute. 300,000 people are forecasted to die of air pollution. Are they actually going to die of air pollution, or are they going to be dead because somebody put a jab into their bodies and now they have no immune system to be able to fight off anything that may assault their system? And now with the chemtrails and everything else going on, do you think perhaps maybe just possibly that it's not the pollution, but perhaps maybe a compromised immune system that's triggered by the pollution that's causing the death? Something to think about. Next spring, a lot of you may want to go outside and say, yay, spring! Because, you know, winters are a bitch. Nobody likes winters. You know, anybody who's lived in heavy snow or heavy cold can tell you that they would prefer the heat any day. But when you're in the cold And then spring comes out, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to run outside, take off your clothes and get some sun. And you run into the woods and you run into the beaches and you run here and you run there. And before you know it, a mosquito says, oh, dinner, and comes right after you and gives you a bite. Now you don't feel so good. You feel kind of woozy and you're ready to go to the hospital because you're having a reaction to the mosquito bite. That's because your immune system now has been disengaged. You're out there in a canoe, you know, paddling a boat through a forested area, and all of a sudden you got these big black horse flies flying around, and you got these little no-see-ums coming around, and they want a piece of you. That black fly says, oh, dinner. Meow. You know, lays one into you and lets you know you're alive, you know, after you start you get calmed down after speaking Canadian for about an hour. All you want to do is kill that effing fly. Come here, you little bastard, I'm going to kill you. That actually happened. One year I was out canoeing, out in the pine reed, and this black fly, this horse fly was, you know, right on my back. And I kept turning around, and he kept getting away, and finally he got close, and I let him have it with the paddle, and he hit that water, and I'll tell you, he was one pissed off fly. Anyway, it didn't take long. All that noise and all that swearing, he was swearing at me. He was speaking Canadian, but fly language, you know. A fish came and got, whoof. I said, there you go, you little bastard. Don't try to bite me, will you? There he was, dinner. But, I mean, because he bit me. The little bastard did bite me. He landed on my arm and he bit me and he drew blood. I said, you little, anyway, we'll go into what I said. But the point I'm saying is, you know, something like that takes a chunk out of you. And you got to remember, these insects are also exposed to these nanoparticles, and they're exposed to the nano in the sky. These ain't the simple little grasshopper, the simple little moth, or the simple little bee, or the simple little wasp, or yellow jacket, or hornet, or whatever. These bugs are now loaded with this technology as well. So when a mosquito says, oh, dinner, yeah, ooh, I can smell my dinner coming. The female says, oh, blood. And they inject that protein inside of you. That protein may have an operating system. That protein may have a program. It may have some DNA programming in their protein when they release that into your system. Because what happens is the reason why you itch is because you're getting a histamine response, because your body's now fighting that protein that mosquito left inside of you. That would go the same with spiders, whether they be brown spiders or brown recluse or black widow or some of the other poisonous spiders that may be out there. You know, Australia's got some mean spiders. You look at some of the stuff in Australia, like, whoa, they make the black widow look like a little Boy Scout, you know, Girl Scout, beep, beep, beep kind of thing. But these things now can present a problem because they will have DNA programming in their proteins. They would have had it normally with their own biology, but instead now they will have an augmented operating system in their DNA matrix. The next time you see a bug in your house, winter months or whatever, and you knock it out with some lavender, spray a little lavender, it'll fall down, you know, hit it with a laser. You know, hit it with a laser, and then take a look at it under a scope. You might be surprised at what you see sticking out of these bugs. Antenna, wires, fibers, chips. You might be surprised. And if you don't believe me, put it to the test. Put it to the test. All right, I'm going to talk about brain power. Brain power. One of the things everybody can do to increase their brain acuity, brain health, functionality, anti-aging, believe it or not, anti-aging of the brain, is drink some coffee and tea. Now I hear people all the time, well, I can't handle, I'll be up all night long, I'll eat up. Ooh, okay. If you're having problem with caffeine or catechins or polyphenols or whatever, A lot of times, the reason why you may be having problems with these foods is because you're depleted with certain minerals like zinc, copper, iodine, boron, manganese, you know, potassium, calcium, magnesium, sodium, chloride. And if you're low in minerals, that could possibly be the reason why you're having problem with the caffeine and the catechins in the tea. Now, you really want to amp that up a little bit. You can make a concentrate coffee or a concentrated tea by extracting it in alcohol and then boiling that down till you get it to an oil. Simmer it down till you get to an oil. And when you get to an oil, then just add a drop or two to your beverage. It'll amplify your tea. This has a nootropic effect. Now, some may argue there will be pesticides in these things. Well, tell me what you're eating that doesn't have a pesticide. And please don't tell me you're eating organics. Organics have pesticides. They just have blowback pesticides. And they'll have pesticides through the transference of the pollination process that bees and other insects and animals and mammals do. We're not eating anything organic. If anyone thinks we're eating organic, unless you grow it in your own garden, your own greenhouse, that's about as organic as you're going to get it. If it's outside exposed, then it ain't organic anymore. The chemtrails have made sure that your food has not been violated. So this is something that you can do. And if you're really worried about these things, then you know what you need to do is incorporate more sulfur with zinc to remove the estrogens out of the body. Even taking iodine on a regular basis so that there is a conversion that can convert it down to the right estrogen so that the body can break it down and remove it. Both men and women do produce estrogen. Women just produce more. So when we're looking at, you know, what we can do, this is some of the things that is a very, very doable and cheap. And you know what? Give the kids tea as well. Don't add cream to them. Add a little maple syrup or a little glycerin or xylitol, and away you go. You know, the kids are alert. You don't have to make it strong for them. You can, if you make a strong tea, pour half a cup of the tea that you made and the other half water to dilute it. But you might be surprised at the benefit of just something as simple as a coffee or a tea. So I put a link there so you can read it as well. And I got links throughout the whole show and a little paragraph there about the DNA programming that I think everybody should read and share. Because we are in this world today, which I call a shithole, that is using this as a means of controlling us. Imagine that. Now, there's a new religion. Did you know that? There's a brand new spanking religion. It's called wokeism. See, what they're doing is they're now wanting to identify people who are active or are not going to go along with the program. So now you are of the religion of wokeism. Come on down to the church of wokeism, where you can protest the politicians and say, we're awake. Where you can know that the food you're eating is poison. We're awake. That'd be the mantra. We're awake. Where we are opposing any kind of injustice and fighting for our liberties and rights. We're awake. We're going to the church of the awakened. The reason why I'm kind of mocking that is because they are creating a segregation between people who are aware of what's going on and people who aren't. And the people who aren't aware of what's going on, they are very dangerous people. They are reactive, not proactive, reactive. You know, they're not analytical, they're actually irrational. And that irrationality can create an adverse effect among people of other kinds. So like I said, you may want to start to think in terms of, you know, these ideals that we're standing for, those of us who are awake, or against the shots, against the vaccines, against wearing a mask, against Moloch worship, against Baal worship, against the the oppression that's going on in our respective countries by our respective house of Satan, you know, the satanic house called politics, the satanic house called parliament, the satanic house of politicians, the members of that church, or the members of that cult. Same thing with the United States and the rest of the world, you know, the satanic house or the house of Satan's children. You know, in this regard, we are dealing with this group. We are dealing with these type of powers. We are dealing with these type of offenders of God's creation. And you got to start looking at yourself as God's creation. Quit looking at yourself as a human. You're not a human. Okay, you're not a mutation of man or woman. You are a man or a woman. F the rest. It's bullshit. You are a man. You know, and the thing is, when you call yourself a man or a woman, you're actually, in a lot of ways, announcing regality. You're announcing regality. And people don't realize this. If we're made in God's image after his own likeness, and he's the King of Kings, what does it make you as a man or a woman? Something to think about. Don't go around beating your chest and browbeating about it, you know, because we're still down in this shithole and we haven't gone home yet. Okay, so the point I'm trying to get across is, you know, do not allow yourself to denigrate yourself into that level or that category, because you're not. If you're really a believer of God's creation and you actually read the scriptural reference of genetics or Genesis, and you see in the book of genetics or Genesis how God created everything. He created men and women, and again, it was 1:6, and then he created Adam and Eve. Let us make man in our image after our own likeness. Imagine that. That's a high honor if you really look at that we actually were made to resemble our Creator. Just a thought. Something that we need to understand about each other. You know, when I look at people from all kinds of, you know, races and colors and ethnicities and whatever, you know, I don't really have, any kind of racism in me. I may use some terminology sometimes, but it's not because I'm racist, it's because I'm pissed off. But when you look at each other, and we actually look at each other and understand each other, God is a God of variety. Think about that. You got a little Asian over here. You got a little European over there. You got a little Australian over here. You got a little American over there. You got a, you know, Caribbean, African. You know, all kinds. Does it make sense that we should be killing each other? Kind of makes you wonder. But see, this programming that they put into us for a long time has created this bullshit, you know. And the reason why they created this bullshit is so that we would never get together and unite against them as a formidable force to contend with. Imagine for 1 second, just for one, and I'm not talking about one world government either. I'm not referring to that. I'm not into this whole one world bullshit. But imagine if every country in the world said, we have had enough of the house of Satan, and went after these guys. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go into their rocket ships that are buried deep into the earth? Are they going to go into their rocket ships that are down into the oceans? Are they going to go into the rocket ships that are hidden in the mountains? And are they going to get off the planet? Imagine 7 billion people going to come open a can of whoop-ass on you for all the enslavement and entrapments that you've done. Imagine that. That puts a smile on my face. I don't know why. Imagine driving the evil off this earth. God, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? No more bullshit. No more games. No more heartaches. No more exasperations. No more frustrations. That would be such a... I don't know. We actually may be able to get ahead and start evolving like we're supposed to again. That would be also amazing. Just something to think about. You know, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there, just talking out loud kind of thing. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing to be able to walk down a neighborhood and not have to worry about being mugged or raped or violently beaten up or killed? Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing that we didn't have a oppressive government trying to make us bow down to some demonic presence, forcing and killing people? Wouldn't that be nice not to see that happen? Wouldn't that be nice to see these bastards thrown out in space or leave the planet? Imagine we could drive them out of the planet. This is another thought I'm throwing out there. Imagine we could drive them out of the planet, and God's waiting for them on the other side. Ooh, man, I'd eat GMO popcorn to see that. I would. Oh, look, there's going to be an ass whooping up there. That's just my thinking, you know. I just think these things sometimes. It's my dream. But anyway, I figure I better wind it down. Just right on the button. Look at that, almost. Yeah, anyway, these are things that I'm sharing with you here to give you a perspective of what we're really dealing with. And you're saying, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do. I can't, I'm not this smart. You know what? It ain't that you're not this smart. It's that you've never applied yourself to learn. Nobody's stupid. Well, I shouldn't say nobody's stupid. There are some people that are stupid. And the term stupid doesn't mean that you don't know. The term stupid means you're incapable of learning or incapable of making the effort to learn. That's stupid. Ignorant or lacking understanding, that doesn't imply stupidity. That just implies ignorance, which once you learn the truth, you are no longer ignorant. And now you're not stupid because you've learned something. So don't think for 1 minute that you can't learn this. Okay? And if you are going to tackle this, tackle it with the idea that you're dealing with a DNA program language. Not just a hunk of metal in the body, not just a bunch of dots and widgets inside. Not just quantum dots or dendrimers or fullerenes or nanobots, origamis, lattices, carbon nanotubes, multi-web carbon nanotubes. It's more. You have to start thinking in terms of operating systems that are functioning as a unit in the body to create networks or to change the operation of how your body works. If you start thinking in those terms, you're on your way to being healed. If you start thinking that you're just removing toxic metals out of the body, or you're doing a detox, these detoxes will work once you disengage these functioning operating systems. But until you get to that point, you'll only detox only what hasn't fully engaged. And that ain't a lot. So again, don't think for 1 minute you're stupid. Just start applying. Learn this stuff. Understand this stuff. You'll then start developing ideas. Then God may inspire you to come up with a solution. I gave you a hypothesis tonight. Because even though I tell people there's nothing that can be done, I also think about what is there a possibility. Things, anything's possible. You just got to know how to deal with it. And not listen to a bunch of bullshit that I've been seeing on the internet the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's amazing the crap that's come out. But like I said, I'm warning you on this too, so you don't spend wasted dollars on technologies and junk and shit that isn't going to do nothing for you. If they're not dealing with this, this paragraph I mentioned tonight and the other night when I showed you the illustration with the nanobots and the nanoprograms and the nanocomputers inside the cells, if they are not dealing with a nanocomputer using DNA programming language, then you know what? They ain't giving you jack shit. And that's exactly how I'm going to put it. So don't allow anybody to take your money on some fancy gadget. And before you send me an email to ask me to look at something, is this any good? You read. I don't know how many times somebody sent me something from Nano Soma or Nano this or Nano that. I'm saying, it says Nano right on the bloody thing. By now, you should be able to see that if it says nano, leave the effing thing alone. You know, I sound like I'm talking to my buddy out west. I say something else to him. It ain't about nano either. I would say if it's white, leave it alone. He starts laughing at me. Like I said, you need to understand and get this in your heads. Quit listening to the bullshit. Quit listening. You know what's interesting? And I will point this out to you before I shut down. I have all kinds of products on my catalog page. I show people all kinds of ways of getting themselves healthy on my YouTube channel and on my BitChute channel. And you know, I don't advertise my stuff at all. At all. Once in a while I mention the bots or the buckets or whatever, but I don't really advertise any of my products. Maybe I should. Maybe I'd be a millionaire tomorrow. But make me a bucket. Whatever. And yet, I still focus primarily with all of you to get educated so you're not just buying shit you don't need. And you're not buying shit that doesn't work. And I'm not saying this so you buy more of my stuff either. I'm saying this, I want you to get this into your heads. What you're at war with. So you're not being taken for a ride. It's bad enough we got all this bullshit going on here. But what's worse is we got a lot of these effing gurus, these slap-happy bastards, that are trying to make a buck taking advantage of everybody's ignorance. That's what's really sad. And, you know, and I always, my pet peeve is when you go to a place of worship and you're praying to the Almighty and some jackass on the pulpit is telling everybody to go get a shot. Ooh, God, good golly. I just want to speak in tongues. It's irritating. You know, these people should be preaching the Gospels and telling people about Christ and encouraging them to stay in the faith. Instead, they're telling them to go march into the house of Moloch. This pisses me off to no end. You have no idea. It just irritates the shit right out of me that somebody would be this stupid. If you're that stupid and you want to go get the jab, go for it. But don't betray the flock. That's crossing the line. Alrighty, I'm gonna let it go at that. So I always mention on these shows the need to read the Gospels. And that's another thing. Okay, this also applies to reading the Gospels. If you read the Gospels and you read what Jesus has to say, then these jackasses in the church will not be able to convince you to do something that violates the Gospels. Just like anything else, hey? When you understand the truth shall set you free, right? Well, once you understand the truth, if some asswipe on the floor tells you to go and get a needle in your arm to get some DNA programming upgraded into your body, you can say, well, the Bible says my body is the temple of the Lord. Not to defile it. Well, right? Isn't that what it says? I'm just pointing it out. Know it, read it, understand it, you know. And again, for those of you who've never read it, I always encourage you to do so. There's a lot of wisdom in that book. You just got to understand where to start. Start with the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what Jesus did. And then go from there. Read the letters. Read the book of Acts. Read Revelations, you know. Read the Psalms. Read Proverbs. There's all kinds of stuff. You know, I don't get anybody into the Old Testament right away because... hell, if you don't know who Jesus is, how are you going to understand that? That's from another covenant or another promise to another people that were taken out of slavery and had evolved and have continued and failed. But we're not much better. Got to tell you, we're not much better. We've also continued and failed as well. Lots. Anyway, so we'll go from there. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. All right, I also mentioned up at the top of the page are people out there also trying very hard to make sure that you're informed and you're educated. You know, you're not stupid. You're not, and you're not that you're stupid, but you may be ignorant of certain things, and this hopefully will dispel your ignorance. This is where this is coming from. So, help them any way you can. Help anybody you can. Share whatever finances you can with these people. If you can't afford it, do not fret. Share the information. Share the gospel. Share it with everybody. Share the gospel. That's a good idea. Share the messages that's on the show. Share the links. Share the show. You know, help everybody open up their eyes. Let's get rid of ignorance. Just something I'm just throwing out there. All right. I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.